From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The economy has been growing at a slightly faster pace over the past 3 months. The Commerce Department says the gross domestic product increased at an annual pace of 2% in the third quarter. That compares with 1.7% in the previous quarter. But Barclays economist Michael Gapin told the BBC he doesn't expect this higher growth rate to dissuade the Federal Reserve from taking new steps to boost the economy.
This will affect, we think, how much stimulus the Fed eventually has to provide. But we don't think that this will stop the Fed from moving.
The Fed's policymaking open market committee meets next week. Leaders of the European Union are backing new measures aimed at heading off any future financial crises. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports the steps include tougher budget rules and sanctions against nations that don't keep their debt under control.
The new proposal would allow the EU to better check national budgets and impose fines on countries that spend and borrow too much. EU Council President Herman Van Rompuy says the measures are needed to safeguard the stability of the euro.
Even if all the right budgetary and economic measures are taken by everybody, one may never exclude surprises. This spring, the absence of a crisis mechanism almost brought down the eurozone as a whole.
But French and German efforts to suspend the voting rights of EU members, which repeatedly overspend, failed to gain enough support. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
Six top officials with the Massey Energy Company are refusing to testify in the investigation of the explosion at a West Virginia mine last spring that killed 29 people. NPR's Howard Berkus reports the executives invoked their Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination in letters filed in a West Virginia court and first obtained by the Charleston Gazette.
State and federal investigators trying to determine the cause of the April 5th explosion issued subpoenas for the six. They include the company's chief safety official and a foreman allegedly involved in an incident documented by NPR in which a methane monitor on a mining machine was deliberately disabled. One of the six Massey officials argues that some interviews have involved bullying and abuse of witnesses. That's denied by one of the chief investigators. Another Massey official cites the sharing of testimony with federal criminal investigators who are conducting a separate probe. 29 mine workers died in the blast. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
With just 1 weekend to go before the midterm elections, candidates are stepping up their campaigning, and the national parties have launched get-out-the-vote efforts. Democratic National Chairman Tim Kaine says he thinks momentum is shifting in the direction of Democratic incumbents.
I see a lot of energy and enthusiasm for our candidates. Is it going to be tough? Sure it is. Midterms are always tough. Midterms in a tough economy are tough. But we got a good ground game, and I see evidence of it everywhere I go.
Kaine told CBS's Early Show predictions of a wave of votes for Republicans are not showing up in early voting statistics. On Wall Street, stock prices have turned mixed. The Dow is now down 11 points at 11,103. The Nasdaq is up 2. This is NPR. The FBI is urging a gunman who has fired several times at military buildings in the Washington, D.C. area to surrender to authorities. The latest incident occurred last night at the National Museum of the Marine Corps. It's the second such episode there and the fourth overall in recent days. Three of the shootings have been matched to the same weapon. No one has been hurt. Rescuers from the U.S. and Australia are searching for a missing helicopter in the Antarctic. Stuart Cohen reports the aircraft was carrying four people working with a French rescue station.
The helicopter was on its way to the research station from a supply ship when it disappeared in bad weather after setting off a distress beacon. The conditions are making rescue efforts difficult. An American Air Force plane based in New Zealand made a flyover of the area but was unable to spot the chopper through heavy cloud cover. An Australian plane capable of dropping supplies as well as a research boat are headed to the area to help. Authorities hope to make another attempt to get to the four missing people when daylight returns to the area. The last radar contact showed the chopper flying slowly and extremely low, giving authorities hope that the crew decided to land because of the poor conditions. The helicopter is equipped with enough emergency supplies to last a few days, despite temperatures as low as 30 degrees below zero. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Planes have been dropping boxes of dried noodles to survivors of the tsunami in Indonesia. Relief efforts have been hampered there by a shortage of boats. The tsunami devastated a number of coastal villages, killing more than 400 people. Hundreds of others are still missing. 700 miles away, the eruption of a volcano in Indonesia has displaced hundreds of people. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.